This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. It is me, Elizabeth Benton, and I really enjoy doing these shorter motivational mini-sodes, sharing something that maybe you'll save and listen to repeatedly. And today's is a little bit different because it's not me. I mean, it's me. I'm Elizabeth. I'm here. I'm talking to you. But this particular mini-sode shares the perspective and the thoughts of one of the women with whom I am lucky enough to work. This is a woman who is in my Fat Loss Fast Track 90-day group, and we've emailed back and forth a few times as she sort of tweaks her approach and moves towards her goals. And I think it's really a great thing when we can learn how other people overcome their personal barriers and implement powerful behavior changes. And she has done just that. She's doing that. And today we're going to hear her thoughts in her words. Before we dive in, though, I want to say a really heartfelt thank you to her, but also to all of you who email me or message me on Facebook or Instagram and share your thoughts, because that is one of the single greatest joys that I've had in doing this podcast is understanding where you're at, what really resonates with you, what doesn't, what you are struggling with. And so I'm thrilled to share her words with you. And I'm just so honored that she's giving me the opportunity to do so. So let me give you a little bit of the backstory. Friday morning, and I don't know when this is going to air, but on a Friday morning, I checked my email around 7:30 a.m. and I had my hands full with some different things. And there was an email from one of the women in my Fat Loss Fast Track group. And this is what her email said. I so need to talk to you right now. There was like six O's on the so and now was capitalized. And she said, can you call me? All I need is 2 minutes and I'm leaving for work in 5 minutes. And I couldn't call her right then, but we did connect and we talked on the phone. She shared her thoughts and I'm going to share them with you. So in today's episode, you will hear me reading her words. After we talked, I had her email her thoughts to me and I haven't edited anything. I haven't changed anything, but I am going to share them with you exactly as she wrote them. And if you want to revisit them, they are up on the show notes for this episode over on primalpotential.com. So this is sort of how she has assimilated her own journey with the Primal Potential podcast and what she has learned through one of my courses, the Breaking Barriers course, as well as within the Fat Loss Fast Track group. So these are her words, unedited. Hi, Elizabeth. It's so great to talk to you. Don't worry. I won't take up too much of your time, but I do believe you'll be happy I reached out. Hopefully, anyway. I actually think this could be a fabulous mini-sode. Here it goes. Picture this. You know when it rains, how the droplets move on windows? I'm sure you've observed this before. You know how they fall down when they get too heavy? And how the heavier they get, the faster they go down? And then, you know how when it rains or when you think of any water stream, it chooses the path that's been chosen the most often, the one that's easier to go through. And it gets deeper and wider with time. And even though it's only water, it causes erosion, massive erosion sometimes. Isn't that what caused the Grand Canyon? And of course, the deeper it is, the most likely it will be the chosen path every time. It's the same with us. The more often we choose crap or to binge, the deeper the groove, ditch, ravine we dig. And the harder it becomes for us to avoid that ditch we have dug over time, or even worse, to drag our way back out when we fall in. You, Elizabeth, are giving us the materials and the tools with your podcasts, webinars, templates, worksheets, blogs, emails, and your courses, just registered to start the Breaking Barriers course, to fill up our ravines when we do fall off the wagon or get too close to the edge. You are helping us fill our too many times chosen paths with raw materials, with our big rocks, stones, pebbles, logs, fertile soil where trees can start growing, rope, wood boards, nails, and so on. And you are giving us tools, hammer, saw, axe, pickaxe, and so on, to build ladders, stairs, ways to climb out of our pits and ditches as quickly as possible to stop digging further down. The faster we can fill the ditch, even out the terrain, the faster we can choose and create the paths we were meant to walk on. And the quicker and easier we can live the life we were meant to have. I still, too often, fall into my too deep and steep ravine, as I've been digging it for the past 35 plus years, but I feel I am getting better and better equipped to get out or go nearer to it without falling in or falling in as deep, as it is getting filled out. And I now have more and more stairs and tree branches to help me climb out when I do. And I'm very confident that one day, soon, there will be beautiful flowers growing on that old path. Stop waiting and digging deeper and create a new path now, today. The longer you wait, the harder it will be. Do it now. Do it anyway. I will never be able to thank you enough for all you are doing for me and for all of us across the world. But this is my seed. Hopefully someone will hear it and want to plant it and finally live the lives they were meant to have. So that's what she sent to me, and she read it to me over the phone. She wrote it first, read it to me over the phone, then I asked her to email it to me, and I told her I wanted to share it. And I think she makes such a powerful point, especially going back to what she said about the raindrops. They're just these tiny insignificant drops at first, right? But that's the way our choices are. That slow, tiny little drop that you think, oh, this one thing doesn't matter. But it does. Every choice is a raindrop. And we make hundreds of food choices, lifestyle choices, fitness choices, movement choices, self-discipline choices. And so many times we get stuck in this place of, oh, this one thing won't matter, in a good way or a bad way. We think that our habits that we don't want to repeat are so small that they don't really matter. Or we think our good choices are inconsequential because this one little choice isn't going to help me lose 20 pounds. But every choice is a raindrop, right? And if we look at the number of little drops over the course of a day, that's a steady flow of water, right? And I love the quote, and it was what I first thought of when she shared these thoughts with me, that says, a river cuts through rock, not because of its power, but its persistence. These little choices, it's not their power, it's their persistence. What are your raindrops? Every little thing does matter, because if you keep going with the stream that you've been creating with your choices over the past few years, that becomes your river. That becomes the steady flow, where the drop is going to move in the direction of that preformed path. Or you can choose this one little choice, this one healthy breakfast, this one workout. It's so small, it doesn't matter, but it does. Because over the course of a day or a week or a month, you are creating a new path. It's not the power, it's the persistence. And so when we look at our collective choices over a day, a week, a month, it's the persistence of the choices that is their power. Water, in and of itself, it's just water. But water cuts rock. Water erodes mountains. because of its persistence. And our choices are the same. Our choices are the same. So these little things, tell yourself, this one choice, it might not be the power in that choice, but it's the persistence of that choice. And we are where we are because of those little drops, those singular choices. And so every day, what is one small thing you can do that will move you in the direction of the path that you want? What is one small drop that is going to form that path? And then to the point that she shared about the tools, these are your tools, but you have to use them. You can't just know that you're in this ditch and these things exist. You have to grab a hold of them. You have to allow yourself to use them, to climb out, to climb up, to hurdle over. That's your power. That's your power. So anyway, I really hope that you enjoyed these thoughts as much as I did. I think that they are beautiful and valuable if you choose to put them to work in your life. Stay in touch, guys. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.